Why the power grid failed in Puerto Rico again. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. When Hurricane Fiona recently hit Puerto Rico, the storm brought wind, rain, and major flooding to the island. Local authorities are still assessing the damage, but so far, we know some people died, others lost their homes, and just about everyone lost electricity. Unfortunately, we've been here before. After Hurricane Maria in 2017, billions of federal dollars went to Puerto Rico, supposedly to fix and update the power grid. And yet, here we are again. Julio Lopez Verona is the co-chief of campaigns at the advocacy group Center for Popular Democracy. I asked him whether the money that was supposed to fix the grid actually did anything.
It did not. You know, when it comes to the fact that Puerto Rico has really strong, like, sun that shines every day, and there hasn't been, like, a concerted effort to think about, like, how do you put solar panels on every person's roofs? Like, how do you kind of, like, move to microgrids instead of a centralized grid? Because if there's one thing that happens in one part of the grid, the whole grid collapses, which is exactly what happened when Hurricane Fiona hit Puerto Rico a couple of days back.
I should mention, you're in San Juan right now and able to connect with us because you have solar panels and you didn't lose electricity in this storm. How common is your setup in Puerto Rico?
I would say about 10% of the urbanization right now has solar panels. And that's the problem with climate change. That's the problem with what we're seeing in Puerto Rico. It is the black and brown folks, the most directly affected folks, the people that are struggling because of historical reasons, the ones that are not, like, don't have access to those technologies. And unfortunately, those are not the ones that are sharing their stories like they need in this moment so that people know what's happening in Puerto Rico and we can hopefully build a better system for the future.
What new tech solutions could be deployed to avoid a power grid failure in Puerto Rico like the one that happened after this most recent hurricane moving forward?
One of the things that people have done is they have not only used solar, but they have combined solar in their communities, meaning they have done solar panels that are connected to many communities and adjuntas. We have Casa Pueblo, who has been piloting this amazing program that actually connects a lot of the community in solar programs. So using the sun in that way is one of the ways in which we're thinking about it. And that is very much relying on like technology. There are some kind of like opportunities around hydroelectric electricity, and that happens in some cases in Puerto Rico. But most of the efforts have really focused on solar and, ironically, on natural gas, which for many of us, we think it's not like a long-term solution to dealing with climate change and like creating renewable energy.
Julio Lopez Verona at the Center for Popular Democracy. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.